This is GQDN for Thursday, March 27th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Very delicious stuff. Yummy, yummy, yummy stuff. Yes, yummy stuff. Go look for Quest Worthy. You will be worthy. You drink that. Whoa, it's good stuff. Very good stuff. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase if you do that. By patreon.com/groupquest. Ah, the sports ball. Yep, that's going to be up there, finally. And by stackup.org. In today's news, there's a Batman game coming, a game left the PlayStation store, and a little bit of World of Warcraft, just an update there. You know it's there too. Come on, it happened today. But instead of that, we're going to go to purexbox.com because one of the co-developers did announce some layoffs there. And that'll be Crystal Dynamics, which made Tomb Raider and Perfect Dark, has now left 17 workers, or let 17 workers go. The post said, quote, "This morning, Crystal Dynamics made the difficult decision to reduce their workforce by 17 talented team members. We did not make this decision lightly. Ultimately, the step was necessary to better align current business needs and the studio's future success. It is not a reflection of the dedication or the ability those affected. We recognize how painful this outcome is for those impacted, and we are supporting them with the transition packages and opportunity outreach. Crystal Dynamics remains committed to pushing the boundaries of making great games. This change does not alter our current project plans." Now, the Xbox's main Perfect Dark developer, The Initiative, has not yet announced any layoffs, even though Crystal Dynamics did. So, when they're saying co-developer in this case, it is two companies. So one company is doing layoffs, the other company has not yet announced any layoffs yet. Okay, I tried to avoid it. Nope, can't do it. Can't do it. Here is everything that happened at today's Nintendo Direct. This is all about Switch 1. And while Polygon doesn't have it all in order, they still got a lot of the games in there. The biggest surprise was Metroid Prime 4 Beyond. This game will be open world, and you'll be able to get powers and a bunch of other stuff as the bounty hunter, Seamus Aran. And yes, you are wearing that suit. This game will be coming out this year, but no firm release date. Hey, Pokemon lovers. Yeah, we know Zeta A was coming, but they did a little bit of a deep dive. On the day, you can collect your Pokemon. You could still battle some wild Pokemon in Pokemon areas, but at night, the PvP begins. So make sure you got your Pokemon. Pokemon Legend ZNA, or Z2A, will be coming out late this year. We also knew there's going to be some indie games. Rhythm Heaven Groove, know when to hit the buttons, because you're going to have some music, and you're going to have to jump through some hoops. They'll be coming to Switch next year. But then here comes surprise number two. Nintendo Switch will have some virtual game cards. So how will this work? You know the game cards you could take from one Switch to another, right? Well, in this case, these cards will be virtual. So you'll be able to take one game from one Switch over to another Switch if you have more than one Switch. Do note that after 14 days, if I remember correctly, so we'll just say a certain amount of time, those games will be going back to the original source, to the original Switch. So if you think that this is going to be going from your Switch to Switch 2, you'd be right and you'd be wrong. A little bit of both. Just know that that's coming. One of those games could be Todomochi Life, Living the Dream. Okay, that's more of a real-life type of game. More like a Sims game. And that'll be coming to Nintendo Switch in 2026. Surprise number three, Nintendo Today. That will be an app on your phone. and that will have some of the latest news, the videos, comics of your favorite Nintendo games, and really all that stuff. So, if you have a Nintendo Switch, or you're a fan of Nintendo, you can get Nintendo today on your phone right now. What could those games be? How about Marvel Cosmic Invasion? This one? Just think of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Same concept. If you like that type of game, well, this game is in the works right now. No known release date for it. It's the same studio that made Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge, Dumoto, and Tribute Games. Yeah, Square Enix said that Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD 2D remake will also be coming to Switch. It'll be this year. And there might be a new character that you could see, brand new to the game. So, could you be ready for that? This year. That goes with Saga Frontier 2 Remastered. That'll be coming out, or that's being made right now. No Sleep for Kaname Date was also announced. And this entry of the series will be coming to Nintendo Switch on July 25th. Rodeo Remastered, The Mystery of the Soulless Army, also had their announcement trailer. If we want to work with demons, you can do that on your Switch on July 19th. Here's another remake, Patapon and Patapon 2. Know Your Rhythms, boom, boom, boom. Know Your Rhythms, boom, boom, boom. That'll be out on July 11th, boom, boom, boom. The Disney Villains Cursed Cafe was also announced. Oh, and you can play it right now. You can get it and play it right now. Just wait till the show's over, please. The Story of Seasons Grand Bazaar will be out on Nintendo Switch on August 27th. So, go shopping. In a game, go shopping. Yep, do it, do it, do it. And here's the new way to play with Pac-Man. Shadow Labyrinth will be coming out on Nintendo Switch on July 18th. And Polygon did say that you might want to check out the Secret Level episode about it. Because that was there. If you want to be a witch, yeah, you can do that too. Witchbrook, that's what the game is called, is now under development. They made their announcement there, and we shall see when the game comes out. And then there was The Eternal Life of Goldman. That game will be out this holiday season. If you like Gradius, well, there's a bit of an announcement for that. Pretty big one at the end, because Gradius Origins, which would have Gradius, Salamander, Life Force, Gradius 2, Gradius 3, and Salamander 2, will be coming out. But they will not be alone. Salamander 3 was also announced and will be coming out with all of the former titles. That comes August 7th. Not bad. This one looks kind of fun. Rift of the Necrodancer. If you want to play some music and you want to dance, 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 this game is for you. And if you want it, once again, it's out right now. Lots of good stuff there. Tamagotchi Plaza. Oh, good. More shopping. More shopping. This is the corner shop simulator. And there you can play with over 100 Tamagotchis. That'll be out on Switch June 27th. Monument Valley 1 and 2, the puzzle game, or games I should say, will be coming out on Switch on April 15th. But there's a new one coming, Monument Valley 3, and that'll be coming out on Switch this summer. Okay, now I'm jealous. A PlayStation game called Everybody's Golf is now going to Nintendo Switch this year, and it's called Everybody's Golf Hot Shots. Yep, that's going to PlayStation. Oh, I'm sorry. That's going to Nintendo Switch. I want it on PlayStation. Please. There are some other games that will be coming on to a Nintendo Switch. Fantasy Life I, The Girl Who Steals Time, will come to Nintendo Switch on May 21st. King of Meat will be released on Nintendo Switch this year. High on Life will also be released on Nintendo Switch May 6th. Blue's Lagoon will be released on Nintendo Switch this summer. Star Overdrive will be on Nintendo Switch April 10th. And The Wandering Village arrives on Nintendo Switch July 17th. That was this week's Nintendo Direct. And there's going to be a Nintendo Direct as well next week. Stay tuned for that. Anyway, if you're not a big-time raider, if you're doing just the LFR, for World of Warcraft, just know that Wing Number 1, The Liberation of Undermine Gellerwix, is now open. Thanks, Wellhead. A game left PlayStation Plus? According to PlayStationLifestyle.com, Disco Asylum, The Final Cut, went bye-bye. There's no reason why that it left, but it just went bye-bye. That includes Animal Well, Tales of Genzero, Zao, Kena, Bridge of Spirits, Slay the Spire, Deliver Us Mars, Mesmer Chronicles, Stray Blade, Your Play With Your Food. All those games left. But one could be coming to a PlayStation 6 via PushSquare.com. It could be a new Batman game. It's Batman! Batman! He's just a human. We know better, don't we, nerds? Yep, it's just a rumor, but it could be coming to PlayStation 6. Just a rumor. We'll see, we'll see. More gaming news tomorrow. Stay tuned. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.